This plaque was installed for my mother, Margaret Paston, long into the future, in 2019 to be precise. The exact place of her grave is long lost, unfortunately. But I am proud to say that my mother's memory lasts well beyond her lifetime. She was very fond of Mortby, and as Caister Castle was too cold and draughty, came back to live in her childhood home at the end of her life. She desired to be buried alongside her family members at Mortby. Standing here, I can remember one of her letters as if she is speaking in front of me this instant.
I commit my soul to Almighty God and to Our Lady, His Blessed Mother, Saint Michael, Saint John the Baptist, and to all saints, and my body to be buried in the aisle of Mortby Church, in front of the image of Our Lady there, in which aisle rest the bodies of various of my ancestors, whose souls may God absolve.
My mother was a formidable woman, a real matriarch. Born just down the road in Mortby Hall, she went on to marry an up-and-coming Norfolk landowner and lawyer, John Paston. Over 100 of Margaret's letters were found in the early 18th century by an antiquarian called Bloomfield over in Oxnead. You can view them via the link on the website pastonfootprints.com. She not only wrote letters, but also collected ours, her children's, and her grandchildren's. Our Paston scribbles make up the largest and earliest collection of family letters in the world. But it's particularly my mother's letters that have the ability to change how you might view the late Middle Ages. It isn't just a time of great battles and political intrigue, but also the small-scale cares and worries of a real and everyday family. Perhaps something you might relate to. This is why I can proudly say she holds in the 21st century the accolade of First Woman of Letters, as you see on this memorial plaque. Right here in 15th century Mortby, we have a celebrity. But we better be moving on. You'll want to follow the road to the first bend and keep straight along the footpath. The map will help guide you to Pickerill Holm Dyke, the second stop on our tour. En route, look at the small farms surrounding this area. Maybe you can glimpse a De Mortby sheep or two grazing in the nearby fields. Press pause and I will join you there. Happy walking! Did you find that walk pretty, or even tranquil? For people in my time, our fields are a blessing, but are also places of work, hard, back-breaking toil. There have been many men like my great-grandfather Clement Paston, who lived life as a good, plain husbandman, working the plough, minding their small farms, and paying rent to the great landowners of Norfolk.